Hey, Brian, Tom Withers, AP. I know you feel good to get away with the win. What troubles you, though, down the stretch? You guys had a nice lead, and obviously they made some big plays and some big shots.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's exactly what they did. We executed our defensive plan and made some big shots. And offensively, we kind of got a little stagnant, started playing a little bit isolation, which we're very good at. But no matter what happened, we came out with the win. And, you know, in a series, I think you get better with time. You see what teams are capable of, what they want to do, what we want to do, how we can be successful on both ends. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to actually watching the film tomorrow to see, you know, how we can be much better going into Monday.
And if I could follow, can you take us through the last play on blitzing Paul there and making him give it up?
I mean, you said it. I mean, we wanted to get the ball out of his hands, make somebody else try to beat us, and we'll live with the results.
LeBron, Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio, right over here. Game one, you've said in the past it's kind of a feel-out thing for you in the first quarter for you, and then when you look back on it as a team. So, well, what do you take away from this, feeling this out that needs to be adjusted, and what are you happy with?
Well, I'm happy we got the victory. I'm happy how emotional we was. I'm happy with the energy and the effort. We played with energy and effort all night. And like I said, they made some big shots. They made some big plays. You know, so I'm excited about that. You know, but like I said, game one has always been a fill-out game for myself. Seeing what you can do, seeing ways you can be better. And, you know, you're always going to game two even more prepared because you know, see what type of game plan they have. So, like I said, as the series go on and on, you start to learn more about the team, learn more about your opponent, and try to be better the next game. But, you know, it's a great start for us.
LeBron, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. You mentioned some of the ISO stuff that you guys did late. They switched a lot. So how do you balance, you know, taking advantage of those switches and those mismatches versus making sure that the ball continues to pop the way that you like?
Well, I mean, we were going to tomorrow, obviously, looking at what they did defensively versus us late in the game, and Coach Staff will give us a great game plan, you know, going into game two. So, you know, if that's what they're going to do, we have to figure out a way to exploit it and get the ball moving.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN. LeBron, if you guys know it's going to be a long process or expect it to be a long process, yet at the same time want to, you know, lock in or ramp things up, how do you impart that balance to the team with the things you say to them or the example you set?
Well, every day is a learning experience. I mean, even though we've had a very successful postseason last year, it doesn't matter what – you can take things from it, but you apply right now. You know, so we're going against a very good opponent in Indiana who, you know, coach of the month they had and Paul George player of the month. So we have to understand that. We have to understand the competition. We understand no matter who we play, they're going to give us their best shot. And like I said, Coach Lou and Coach Staff are going to give us a great game plan. It's up to us to go out and execute.
Joe Vardon, Cleveland.com. LeBron, with the way that the regular season ended, and especially when most of you were all still playing and out there, Had CJ's shot gone in, what kind of effect might that have had, just, again, given the weird and frustrating endings that you had been having to games?
There's no way you can even answer that question. If I didn't get the block last year in the finals, what happens? Kyrie didn't make the three. If Steph would have made the three, there's so many, you can't look at a game like that. He missed, we won. You know, so... You know, if it's not a rain delay here in Cleveland in the World Series, do we win the World Series? Like, you can't ask that question. I mean, it is what it is. So, coaches gave us a great game plan, get the ball out of PG's hand, and we'll deliver the results.
Hey, LeBron, Greg Doyle at the Indy Star. You've dealt with this a lot, the right basketball play versus the best player on the court taking the shot no matter what happens. That you guys made Paul give the ball up. Is the right basketball play ever just to say, no, I'm taking the shot no matter what, or does he have to have no choice?
I can only speak for myself. I mean, if I get doubled, I'm giving it up. That's me. I don't know how everybody else feel about that, but, I mean, if you get doubled, it's I think we all know math in here. If it's two guys on the ball, then, I mean, it's a 4-on-3. You have your numbers, you know. So, you know, the best player on the floor doesn't mean he has to take the shot. You know, and I think he made the right play, and he got to live with the results.
LeBron, Steve Ashburner, NBA.com. Just to go on with that last play, you guys got the ball out of Paul's hands, so mission accomplished. But Once it leaves his hands, how wary are you that it might end up back in his hands? And what do you do against him?
Very. I mean, he's one of the most dangerous guys on the court on both sides. So, luckily, we knew the clock was going down. And, CJ pretty much had to go, ISO or try to put up a shot against RJ. And RJ did a great job of trying to cut him off and making him reload his shot and still getting a contest. So, when you guard in our league, the guy who gives up the ball is sometimes the most dangerous because you tend to relax and he can come back and get it. So, we just have to have our antennas up.
LeBron, you mentioned going into the playoffs, being better from the free throw line, and you changed your routine today. I think it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, you borrowed one from Ray Allen. The idea for this one that you used today, where did that come from?
Myself and Kyle, we kind of been brainstorming about, how I can get it and be more efficient. I mean, and obviously Kyle was probably one of the most efficient guys that we have from the free throw line on our team. So I'm a basketball mind. I'm open-minded about, trying to figure out ways that can help my efficiency. So, it's a good start.
What was the tweet that you made from Kyle's tutelage?
What's that word?
Okay, let's say Kyle's help.
It's a routine that we're going to stick with.
LeBron, Paul George said he was a little bit surprised that you guys doubled him so hard and so quick. Was that something you guys determined before the game, that if it came down to that, you guys were going to do it, or was that just in the huddle there with when they called that timeout?
No, that's something we worked on for the last 3 years. And especially like the last year and a half when T-Lew took over, is something we've always had in our package versus any dynamic scorer or any guy that has a role in. So, it's not something we made up or something that we haven't done before. We just had in our back pocket and we used it tonight.